Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. We are so happy you joined us. Whether you're in bed at 10:15, or you're jaunting around the city, or you're in Kansas on the country road, or Nebraska, or Wyoming, wherever you are today. Oh, and I can't miss the New Mexico and the Panhandle of Oklahoma. You love the Panhandle of Oklahoma, don't you?
It's my favorite drive. I have to admit it.
It really is. Oh, so God is a God that hears and answers your prayers. I want you to know that. He says in Isaiah 43, verse 5, "Do not be afraid. I am with you." He is a God of provision. He's your Jehovah Jireh. If you have a financial need today, as Darren said, God has more provision than you have need. And as Kimberly's father said, "I'm just living hand to mouth, but it's God's hand in my mouth." So I want you to know that God's always there for you. He truly is. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And we have a new teal color on our power packs, and we have the spiral in stock. So if you would like a gift for someone, it's so nice to have it in my purse. I give them out all the time in my purse. And if somebody has a need, or I just feel like the Lord is asking somebody to need
some more scripture, yes, in their life,
absolutely,
and more of the rock in
their lives.
Yes.
I hand them out. I do. I guess we have a call. So,
hello.
Oh, this is John from Loveland.
Hi, John.
Hi. If you don't mind, I have a little short prayer. I mean, short song to sing. It's very short, and it's about Jesus.
Wonderful.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Mm. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name.
Yes. Oh, that's beautiful. Do you know you were singing to thousands of people, John? Have you ever sung to anybody before?
Oh, that's beautiful.
And what are you singing about? We're singing about Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus. Yes, Jesus. And that's who you depend on and we depend on every day. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Well, thank you.
I was reaching out to a person that was on a chopper, a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a few no's, but I kept on going and just kept on sharing the word out in the parking lot.
Well, good for you.
I love your tenacity and your loyalty to Jesus.
That's right. Amen.
Okay. Well, I'll get off the line now.
Well, you have a good weekend, all right, my dear brother?
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye. I mean, what a way to start a program.
Yes.
With Jesus, there's just something about your name.
Yes.
Oh, and even though Bill and Gloria Gaither wrote that song 50 years ago, mm-hmm. people are still singing it yes. and still rejoicing over the fact that there's just something about that name Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Well, our memory verse for this week has been Isaiah 26, verse 3 and 4. But I'm going to go to the Passion Translation and read from the first verse of Isaiah 26 to the 8th verse. So good. The city is a stronghold for us. The Lord's salvation, like inner and outer walls, makes it secure. See, I've got a fence and a wall outside of my home that protects us. Even as we were sitting on the patio today, Kimberly, it was so safe. We felt so safe. The flag was flying. The birds were singing. And I know that Alameda, just right close to where I live, is one of the busiest streets in Denver. We had such peace and calm. It was wonderful. Mm-hmm. So God is your inner and outer wall today, friend. Open the gates and let a righteous, faith-filled people enter in. Perfect, absolute peace surrounds those whose imaginations are consumed with you. May you think and look on the Lord so that your imaginations, even in the night, are on him continually. Oh, it's so beautiful. They constantly trust in you, Lord. Yes, trust in the Lord Yahweh forever and ever. For Yah, the Lord God, is your rock of ages. He knocks down the high and mighty, and the lofty city he humbles and levels down to the dust, to be trampled down by the feet of the poor and exploited. Those who are considered poor in this world, they're going to trample down all the things that the wicked lifted up and built up. The path of the righteous is smooth and level. God, the just one, you make a clear path for them. Yes, we will follow your ways, Lord Yahweh, and entwine our hearts with yours, for the fame of your name is all that we desire. Just think of yourself as one of those trees, a ficus tree. I think you can get the trunk mm-hmm. to twine around, and then it becomes a large tree, but it's still twisted around. Mm-hmm. That's how we are with God.
Yes, that yes. word entwine is actually the word kava, that Hebrew word I was talking about mm-hmm. yesterday.
Yes.
And that word means to wait on the Lord, but it's so much more than our idea of waiting, because right. we can think we're just twiddling our thumbs, we're wasting our time, we're just sitting here waiting. But when you wait on the Lord, you're actually actively coming in agreement with him. That's when we entwine our hearts, like you're talking about, that was the way that the Lord showed me he is with me. I had a ficus tree over 30 years ago that was really small, and it had a couple of stems. Mm-hmm. They weren't even trunks at the time because it was so small. So I almost said trunk, but it was so tiny. And I took those two and I started twisting those two, and a third came up really low. And so then I started braiding it.
Oh.
And that tree, I have to cut feet off of it now in order to get it back in the house. We keep it in for the winter time so that it won't freeze, and then we take it back outside. From early spring into late fall, it stays outside, and it grows so much outside that I have to cut 2 or 3 feet off of it to yes. get it back in the house.
Because it hits the ceiling. I've seen it hit the ceiling mm-hmm. of your living room.
But the trunk is now all one, and it just looks gnarled and twisted. It has combined itself together and grown together as one, entwining our hearts with God,
yes.
growing together, becoming one. That's something that is an active part of our lives.
Yes.
We actually have to do some work in our minds
That's right.
to become one with him. And sometimes the work is to remember that he's good.
Yes.
The Bible tells us God is good, and the Bible tells us God is love. And we have to choose to believe that mm-hmm. over our feelings. Sometimes we feel like God is being unjust or unfair, but we can't trust our feelings. Mm-hmm. Our feelings are in our flesh, and our spirits know better. Our spirits know that God is good.
Yes. And sometimes, like I have been reading from 4 different translations for the verse of the week, and sometimes we need another translation to make it clearer. And for instance, some of the older translations have limited. I'm not saying they're not viable. They're wonderful. I love the King James Version. I really love that version.
Yeah.
But there are other versions that come along and make it clearer and plainer for maybe those of you who are younger or if you have younger children.
So the idea of having other translations is really because the original Hebrew and the original Greek, if you speak another language besides English, then you know there are some words in those languages that you cannot translate with only one word in English.
That's right. Yes.
So when the King James Version first came out, they chose certain words to translate from the original Hebrew, the original Greek, the original Aramaic text. They chose certain words, but there were many they could choose from. And that's why we have so many translations now, is because there are different ways that it can be processed. And so we want to be able to see the different views, the different ways that God wants to speak to us. And that's coming through a lot of different versions.
Yes. And Kimberly, you put a Bible icon on my monitor that I use maybe 5 or 6 times a day as I'm researching and getting ready for a program. And then you have introduced me to a new smartphone. Hello, yes. People. I've had this phone for so long.
You've had a flip phone
for so long. And I have been introduced to a new smartphone. And Kimberly's going to put an icon on my phone so I can get to the Bible easily. Now, you may say, I don't have any translations around. If you have a smartphone, you can do what Kimberly is going to do, and you explain the...
Or a computer.
Yes,
either
or a
one.
Computer, yes.
Or even an iPad, some kind of a tablet. Whatever
right.
you have, you can go to YouVersion. YouVersion.com, and YouVersion will let you put a free app. It's free.
Free.
It is free.
Free.
On your computer, on your tablet, on your smartphone, you can just have that right at your fingertip, and you just touch it and opens up. I think I counted almost 80 different versions.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that's almost 80 different. So that's a wonderful resource to just have it right at your fingertip. Mm-hmm. Click it with your mouse. Mm-hmm. Just be able to get to YouVersion.com. They do not sponsor us. That is just a free app. Life Church is the one that made it available. Oh. And there are, I believe they've made it to 1 billion downloads on that now.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So don't feel like you're limited where you are, my dear precious listener, because God has provision and He's made a way that you can study and grow. Even if you're alone in an apartment, if you've got a computer or a smartphone, you can download this Bible app and just absolutely be blessed by it, because every word in that Bible is anointed by God.
And it all leads us to Him.
That's
all
right.
Those words lead us and draw us to Him, to His love and what we're longing for. And it actually helps us know what we're really here for. Mm-hmm. Why are we here?
Yeah.
Because we're created to be His best friends.
Oh,
well,
amen.
How do we be His best friends? We entwine our hearts with His.
That's right. We get to know Him. Mm-hmm. Oh, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering. Yes, even in suffering, God is there with you. I know that. I've been through it. And I know God was with me every moment that I went through the hard times. So, praise
the Lord. I was just looking at Isaiah 30, and I believe this is verse 29. Yes, the numbers are little. And it says, but you will have a joyous song throughout the night. Mm. Just like you're saying, in the midst of your sorrow, in the midst of your suffering, in the midst of that grief, in the darkness, in the night, we have a joyous song when our hearts are entwined with our Lord, our Maker, our Creator, the one who we were made for. And we can celebrate even in the darkest times. It's a tangible celebration, a tangible love. It's something that is strong and holds us. We are never left alone in these dark times.
That's right. Even when you leave, probably next week sometime, because she does the painting for a backdrop for a Oh, it's the White Christmas, isn't it?
This one, the White
Academy
Christmas.
Is yeah. putting on mm-hmm. for the holidays, and Kimberly paints the backdrops, so she's got to be there in October. So our little vacation here is going to be coming to a close. But you know, friend, when she's gone, and I will miss her, I am never alone. And I hope that you can see that yourself. God is always there with you. And you can enjoy such bliss, such great fellowship and joy with him. Praise the Lord.
That's right. Mm. We were looking at Isaiah 32. We just kind of kept going in Isaiah. We've had such
yep.
a good time
oh,
looking
it's
at
been
it.
Wonderful.
And in Isaiah 32, it says, "Look, a new era begins. A king reigns with righteousness and his princes according to justice." And this is plural, his princes. So a king reigning with righteousness and his princes.
It's our Lord Jesus and
we, the sons and daughters.
Yes.
Yes, we are. His
yes.
princes. Yes. And princesses. Yes. According to justice. Each one of them. That is you listening today. That's you and me. Each one will be a hiding place from the stormy wind and a secret shelter from the tempest.
Mm.
Life will flow from each one. That when you hear about streams in the desert, like streams of water in the desert, like the refreshing shade of a massive rock in a weary and thirsty land, that's flowing right out of you. Mm-hmm. That life, that refreshment of water in the dry places flows out of you. You have an abundance of it. I'm talking to you who are listening today. You have an abundance of this living water.
Yes,
it's a well Jesus. Inside of you, and it's spilling out. It's splashing all over the other people that you come in contact with. And that is how we are told that we will live with Jesus, with our Father, with Holy Spirit inside of us, as we entwine our hearts with him and we become in agreement with him. You are good because your word says you're good. You are love because your word says you are love. And love has so many characteristics. I'm reminded that Johnny sent us a list of questions, and I like looking back on the questions. One question says, according to 1 Corinthians 13, what is the first characteristic of love that is mentioned? And the first one is patience.
Oh, you know, yesterday we needed a lot of patience, Kimberly. And we were changing companies, and I believe we went back and forth from AT&T to Xfinity three or four times yesterday afternoon.
Physically,
not
on the phone.
Physically,
we
yes.
physically, we actually, it was five, yes.
And
five times.
Yes, and when we got back to the Xfinity place, the guy who had been helping us said, "Wow, you guys are really patient with this." Because they have had customers in there that have been very rude mm-hmm. and just not kind at all.
So it comes down to our motive. What is the motive? What's your goal? And as I was going back and forth, I ended up realizing, even in all the phone calls, and I can't even count how many dozens of people, dozens and dozens,
dozens.
That we've talked to trying to get this transition to go forward. And if my goal is simply a phone line, if it's just to save money, if it's just to hurry it up, then I have the wrong goal. I have the wrong motive and the wrong agenda.
Yes.
I want to actually meet these people. I want to talk to them.
That's
I want
right.
to see who they are. Mm-hmm. I want them to see kindness in me. I want to give them an introduction to patience, because mm-hmm. love is patient.
That's right.
And I want them to remember that someone is not only patient, they're generous. I'm willing to tip them for their help
mm-hmm.
and thank them. And give them friendly smiles and ask them about their name. How did you get that name? And be interested in them.
In them. Yes. In them.
Not just getting my agenda accomplished.
That's right. I'm going to throw this right out. I know we're getting away from Isaiah 32. But the thing that we have been concentrating to is our toll-free number. And I want you to pray with us. I believe that counsel is so important and agreement is so important. And I know this toll-free number has been our number for 27 years. and they cannot find it. Isn't that funny? The world cannot find our toll-free number. And so we are asking God, because the 1-866-917-7256 is 91 Psalm. And that was Darren's pick. He picked that out of so many numbers then. But now it is so old that neither AT&T or CenturyLink or the people that the carriers that I've been using cannot find it. And so I'm just asking you to pray that God's perfect will, and if it's another number besides the 917, I know you will understand. I really do. But I'm asking God for somehow to bring that number to our attention so that we can continue to use that number.
Mm.
So
He makes a way where there seems to be no way.
That's right. He makes a way. And
at the same time, we can entwine our hearts with Him and say, Lord, if you're doing a new thing,
oh, yes,
and we need to be on board with a new thing, then we're happy and content to just be with you in the new thing.
That's right. Oh, I want to right now just have Matt Marr singing, Father, let your will be done. I want His will to be done, Kimberly. I really do.
Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done. On earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done. On earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Give us this day.
Talking about being in agreement with Him.
Yep, I needed that. Yes, amen.
Yeah, you know,
praise God.
When we have our own opinions about how something needs to go, the way something needs to go, or even if we have our own opinions about the people that we're talking with, I mean, we can get frustrated with the number of phone calls that we've had to make, you know, in this transition. We've been trying for 10 days now. So that adds up to a lot of phone calls and seeing a lot of people, a lot of contact. Mm-hmm. And if we keep our agenda as our main motive, the agenda of getting this switched over, then we're not going to treat them well.
That's right.
And so putting ourselves in agreement, that means dropping our opinion of what needs to happen or the timing of when it has to happen or even the process, how that needs to happen. We need to drop that, drop our opinion.
Yes, we have had a tendency, generally speaking, people have had a tendency to be controlling and manipulating, even manipulating to get their idea or their plan or their agenda done. And we just can't. We just can't.
We don't want to join in with that because then we're not the princes that Isaiah 32 is talking about.
That's right.
The princes that are in agreement with the king, the king that reigns. And then we're not that safe place, that place that brings streams of water, that place that brings shade in that weary and thirsty land. And in verse 3 of Isaiah 32, it says, "At last eyes are ready to see, and they will finally be opened. Ears that are ready to hear will finally be opened. And the hearts of those who were once hasty to form opinions will finally understand and know that you are God, that you will work it all for good. Your kingdom is coming to us, Lord." And we do want to set ourselves back in agreement with you, God, that we will go to work in our mind to drop our hasty opinions and go to work with you, be in agreement with you, entwine our hearts with you today, Lord. That's what the battle really is.
Yes.
We were separated from you in the very beginning in the Garden of Eden when we decided to make our own opinion of what that fruit looked like and what it might taste like. So now I'm going to taste it. But we choose to put the opinions down now.
Yes.
And come into agreement with you today, God. We believe that your ways are the best, and we will go to work with you to become fully yours,
that's right,
to be your sons and daughters, and to reign with you in this life.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. It's been so good being with you today. You do not know how wonderful it is to be able to realize all of you in agreement with us. And we're in agreement with you when you send in your prayer requests and also your praise reports. We are rejoicing with you, and we are holding your hearts in our hands in prayer. We truly are. So we want you to know that God bless you and keep you. Darren and I will be on the air tomorrow, and hopefully Kimberly on Monday. So be blessed of the Lord this weekend, and make sure you take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.